NFL Referees Association lashes out at insulting and preposterous notion that refs favor Chiefs. By Dylan Gwynn on February 5, 2025. The NFL Referees Association has heard your accusations of bias and favoritism towards the Chiefs, and they are very mad. A day after Commissioner Roger Goodell denounced the conspiracy theory that the refs favor Kansas City is ridiculous, the union representing the league's officials has responded defiantly to the allegations. Commissioner Goodell's comments that it is ridiculous to presume that NFL officials are not doing everything possible to make the right call on every play is spot on, NFL Referees Association Executive Director Scott Green said. Officiating crews do not work the same team more than twice each regular season. It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team. There are many things that fans can worry about over a 17-game season, such as coaching decisions, player injuries, the weather, and, yes, even close calls on incredible plays made by incredible athletes, Green continued. But you can rest assured that on every single down, NFL officials, both on the field and in the replay booth, are doing everything humanly possible to officiate every play correctly. If you needed proof that Scott Green never read Hamlet, you have it here. This statement is very defensive and indicates that the accusations of favoritism have struck a chord with the league's referees. As to the charge that the 138 officials are conspiring among themselves, that's not what fans are accusing them of. As Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio notes, the fans who believe that the Chiefs are receiving assistance from the officials believe that the league has made it clear to the officials that they should assist the Chiefs. A conspiracy among the 138 officials isn't needed if they're taking their directions from 345 Park Avenue, NFL headquarters. Another crucial point is that those who believe the referees are showing favoritism, at least primarily, point to calls the Chiefs have benefited from in the postseason, not the regular season. So, the fact that crews do not work the same team more than twice each regular season is irrelevant to the central claim. It is a bit of a stretch to imagine the league issuing an actual written, or even verbal or implied directive, requiring officials to favor the Chiefs on controversial calls. What is more likely is that officials are acting on what those in the military would call commander's intent. In other words, you know who you work for and the desired outcome they seek. Referees have internet and social media access, last time I checked. They know how much the NFL loves having Taylor Swift at all the games. They know how many commercials Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are in and how they're the biggest stars in the league, even if they aren't the best players. And they know the league's desire for their star quarterbacks to be kept safe and succeed in the most important games. That knowledge precludes the officials from needing any specific directive from NFL HQ. Again, who knows what is really going on? But, when the Chiefs have 90% of the 15-yard and game-altering calls go their way and are penalized for fewer yards than their opponents in 11 of 12 postseason games dating back to 2021, don't tell us nothing is going on.